Ohio is located within one day's drive of more than half the country's population. This fact is often touted by development officials looking to boost the state's economic profile. It's also a favorite talking point among many Miami Valley business leaders. They say the proximity to interstate highways gives Dayton an edge in attracting investment. In today's installment of our Scratch Innovation Series, WISO's Jess Mador takes us inside one company where Dayton's location is key to its bottom line.
Governor John Kasich talks a lot about Dayton's place in the country's supply chain. Here's Kasich in his State of the State speech last year.
Why is Ohio at the epicenter of all this? Its location, 600 miles within 60% of the country, that helps us get employment.
New businesses, the governor says, economic growth, jobs. Some of those jobs are here at a nearly mile-long warehouse building near the Dayton International Airport. The facility belongs to Procter & Gamble, the Cincinnati-based global company behind dozens of familiar American brands.
Pampers, Tide, Pantene, Head & Shoulders, Gillette, Swiffer.
P&G spokesman Jeff Leroy says the company opened this facility a couple years ago to be closer to its customers.
Dayton is a crossroads for America. With Interstate 70 and 75 crossing here, this is a crossroads in the supply chain.
P&G calls this facility a mixing center. The mixing in the name refers not to the products themselves, but to the way they're shipped across the country.
What the mixing center enables us to do is take a blend of products that are produced at more than 20 locations across the United States and bring them all to one centric location here in Dayton. They're blended, they're mixed, so the retailer is getting a representation of P&G's total brand portfolio and not just a truckload of one or two products.
To see the Dayton Mixing Center in action, we head to the main floor. Workers in protective glasses and vests zoom by on motorized lift trucks and other machines in every direction for as far as the eye can see. They honk their horns at every intersection for safety as they maneuver around 83,000 shelves stacked high with shipping boxes. Riding in a golf cart, Leroy says Dayton's mixing center is one of six around the country P&G invested $500 million to build.
As we drive through, if you look straight ahead, you can see a tunnel and it has door after door after door. And it really gives you a feeling for the volume we have right here in North America.
That volume keeps the mixing center open day and night, with hundreds of 18-wheeler tractor-trailer trucks hauling loads in and out every day. The logistics are complicated.
This is an example of two different trucks that I want to talk about.
Mixing center site leader Mark Byrne points to two trucks parked at a line of loading docks. One is loaded with only one product. It's a heavy liquid detergent. To account for the weight, the truck is less than half packed. There's a lot of empty space left.
This is how we shipped to all of our customers in the past, before 2.5 years ago.
The truck on the left is how P&G ships today, he says. It has what he calls a full mixed unit load, a mix of products at different weights, shapes, and sizes, allowing workers to use all available truck space safely. Byrne says the entire process runs according to minute-by-minute data from the company's advanced computer system.
It actually tells us how to go build the truck. So it understands the weight of the product, the dimensions of the box that it comes in, whether or not something's going to crush it or hurt it, and the U.S. Department of Transportation laws on how to ship product. We then fulfill that order based on what the customer said they want to put into their stores.
These complex calculations are triggered with every P&G item purchased anywhere in the world. Officials say mixing centers are dramatically reducing the time it takes for products to reach store shelves, and customers increasingly demanding fast home delivery of stuff they buy online. Mixing centers aren't new. The distribution system was first pioneered by consumer giants, including Walmart. But research shows they're having an even greater impact today, helped by the rise of big data, technology, and the analytics to harness it.
It takes less inventory now per dollar of sales than it did a generation ago.
That's Wright State professor Jim Hamister. He says the Miami Valley's location within reach of major population centers does give the region a strategic advantage in attracting jobs. Dayton Development Coalition numbers forecast the region's logistics industry will employ roughly 31,000 workers over the next year. And that could be a challenge. Hamister says as more and more companies look to leverage the country's faster, digitally connected supply chain, Dayton will need many more highly trained workers to fill those new data analytics-heavy jobs.
We really need that skilled worker set to support this, building the capability so we have the expertise in this area.
A recent report by consulting firm Deloitte and the Manufacturing Institute seems to back this up. The report predicts the manufacturing industry skills gap will leave 2 million jobs unfilled over the next decade. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.